31 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
And what are the numbers looking like so far this morning?
We have corn and wheat lower, and we have beans higher. Beans, I don't know if there's reports of us talking to China or not, but it seems like the beans, whenever we talk, say good things about China or say we're going to get something done, we go up. When we say bad things about China or say we're getting nothing done, we go down, and today must be an up. There we have beans for January up 5.5, 8.79 and a quarter. Yesterday they were down 18 plus. Corn down 3/4 in December at 361.5. March is down 3/4 at 72.5. And we have December wheat down 3/4, 497.75. Been a couple higher and a couple lower there.
Very good. Anything pop up on the export inspections report yesterday?
Inspections were nothing great. They weren't terrible, but they were nothing great. And we still are not selling anything to China, and that's the big thing there.
Sure. What about those outside markets today?
Outside markets, we have the hogs down 80 to a dollar. They had gone up a lot lately due to the disease in China. We have gasoline down 600 points. Crude oil's down at 55.15, down 205 points. The bonds are up 10. So crude is down hard. Gasoline is down hard. U.S. dollar is up 34 cents, and that makes our things more expensive. The Dow index is down 500 plus at 24,500.
All right, Pete, thanks a lot for that update.
Have a great one.
You too. That's Pete Manhart joining us from Bates Commodities over in Normal, Illinois.
General operating support and support for WILL arts programming is provided by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency designing and building a more creative society and connecting Illinois through the arts.
A couple of other notes for you here on this Tuesday. USDA, after the Monday close, confirmed that 90% of the U.S. corn crop is now harvested. That is slightly lagging the 93% average pace for this date. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, USDA indicated it was 91% complete, and that's lagging on the 96% average for this date. Quick check of current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. Kind of a cool start to the day, but we are seeing some sunshine across central Illinois, which is nice after a few gray days. 31 degrees here in Urbana with a northwest wind. A little nippy this morning at around 10 miles per hour. Bloomington Normal reports 27 degrees, 29 in Decatur, 29 degrees in Danville, 32 degrees in Charleston-Mattoon, and 32 degrees in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy skies with a high of 37 degrees, northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies for tonight will drop down to a low of 27 degrees. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow, a high of 42 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 28. And for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny skies and a high of 43 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.